Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdy. J.P. Morgan, the investment bank behemoth, named drug conglomerate Eli Lilly as its top stock pick on August 9th, according to Yahoo Finance. Kind of no surprise there, as Lilly's stock has climbed almost straight up for 4 years now. Not without the usual ups and downs that stock charts exhibit, Lilly has gone from the low 100s to 966 at its high in July of this year. Since then, it gave back about 20%, only to take off again when it posted earnings August 8th. Blasting through analyst estimates, Lilly rang up over $11 billion in sales for the quarter ending in June, and by some metrics exceeded analyst expectations last quarter by a whopping 48%. That is a pleasant surprise for shareholders, no doubt. But it's also a massive earnings report compared to what many thought would just be a good quarter. Although Lilly has many of its drug products spread out throughout a variety of remedies, the new weight loss drugs are called GLP-1 type antidotes that were originally designed for diabetes. During drug trials, however, the positive and highly sought after result of weight loss started to emerge in a big way. Also in the GLP mix is Denmark-based pharmaceutical company Novo Nordisk. I covered the GLP-1 style weight loss drugs in previous Money Matters newscasts, so I won't go deep into the weeds here about the drugs themselves. Just know the GLP-1 from Novo and Lilly work like no other previous weight loss drugs known to man or woman. GLP is an incretin hormone primarily known for its role in glucose homeostasis and safety regulations, so says Google. That means wherever previous diet drugs were various versions of uppers, the GLP drug kills appetite by making one feel satiated with little eating, the same full feeling you get after a meal. It works amazingly, so the story goes, and they are finding it may help with preventing diabetes, type 2 anyway, helping with heart disease, blood sugar levels, and may even reduce cravings for narcotics, alcohol, and addictive diseases like OCD, Tourette syndrome, gambling addictions, and possible other mood disorders and habitual behaviors. Although other pharmaceutical companies are working on their own versions of GLP-1 type drugs, Lilly and Novo Nordisk are by far ahead of the pack, both in approval from the FDA and drug development. The stocks of both Novo and Lilly have reached multiples known only to the very best of companies, bordering on a mania where everyone and anyone buys a stock knowing little else than it's going up in price. With each new discovery of the GLP-1 benefits, the stocks of GLP-1 leaders Lilly and Novo Nordisk blast upwards. Although Novo Nordisk posted a fairly benign earnings report based on what was thought to be only temporary negative factors for the company, and saw its stock fall a few days earlier before Lilly posted. When Lilly reported its second quarter, analysts hit the floor in astonishment, while investors hit the buy button of both stocks in earnest. The GLP-1 drug class has drawn worldwide attention, and many well-known celebrities have been sporting around showing off their new slimmed-down figures, with demand for the approved versions of Lilly and Novo being off the charts. Supplies are tight and costs are high. The usual Washington bureaucrats are calling for the companies to lower prices, but the companies so far have failed to address the issue. The thinking may be that the GLP-1 drugs are so useful for such a variety of ailments, obesity and heart disease being the number one killers, Medicare will, under pressure, opt to pay for the GLP-1 arsenal of remedies. For now, both companies are working on easy-to-administer versions of the drugs, with no doubt other enhancements and improvements forthcoming. Of course, any one of many negative news events concerning usage, abuse, and side effects that might arise could cause a massive run for the exits on these stocks. Investors should be aware that widespread sell-off could crater one or both of either company's stock. Both stocks have run up so much since the drugs have been found to cause weight loss, you have to be careful. The possibility of an even more far-reaching benefit or benefits are driving the stocks even higher. In conclusion, although Lilly is J.P. Morgan's number one stock pick today in the world of stocks, it's always possible today's number one pick could, for whatever the reason, end up on the fecal roster of famous stock implosions. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. Watching the market so you don't have to, and remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor may not represent the opinion of this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California, and our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdy. Thanks for listening.